Hello, this is Kelly Woods, soul doula and founder of My Authentic Life. No matter what wrong turns you believe you've taken, the present moment offers a fresh start. Enjoy getting back on track with Aubrey Johnson and the Road to Rediscovery podcast.
Our lives are laid out on a road of bumps, turns, struggles, and more. How do we respond? How do we endure adversity for learning and growth? I'm Aubrey Johnson, and we'll explore these questions and more on The Road to Rediscovery. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Road to Rediscovery. I'm your host, Aubrey Johnson. The Road to Rediscovery is about reflecting on life lessons to learn and grow from them, and of course, pay it forward and uplift others who are struggling through dark times. My special guest has navigated a turbulent past of depression, anxiety, and misdiagnosis, masking struggles with people-pleasing and perfectionism. This resulted in a complete breakdown for her. She then made the choice to take control of her life and embark on a self-discovery, a road of self-discovery to the root cause of her pain. She's now the founder of Maggie's Way, a methodology in the field of mental well-being with a focus on adults who are under significant pressure in our current society. She's also the author of the recently released My Journal, By Finding Yourself, You Find Your Happiness. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Maggie Maris to the show. Maggie, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very grateful to be in your show.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Well, we reciprocate. We're very thrilled to have you on, and we're looking forward to some incredible insights that you have to share with us. So, Maggie, if we can just start off by giving the listeners a brief glimpse into some of the challenges and struggles that you have endured in your journey that led you to the work that you're doing today and helping other people pursue their mental well-being and happiness?
Right, yeah. I've struggled with my life a lot and ended up in a seven-year depression. Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a very long time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it started, of course, when I was young. You know, I had struggles at home and at school, and I was really not feeling well. And eventually, I started to act differently than other people, and I had, of course, no idea. And eventually, I developed all these things, how you say, the characteristic, like people-pleasing and being a perfectionist. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And eventually, I collapsed, and then I always tell people I collapsed and ended up in the bathroom floor in my house. I had a nervous breakdown. And then it started the 7 years of searching what was wrong with me, because I was feeling so depressed and so down, and I did not understand, because I was living this perfect life,
right,
with
right.
this beautiful husband, beautiful house, perfect children, everything was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started to share this with people, that I was feeling so unhappy, you know, they even told me, you know, you cannot say that, because look where you live
right.
and you have all this opportunity. You cannot say you're unhappy, mm-hmm. because then you're very ungrateful, right?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so
the
then it got even, yeah. I didn't speak for 3 days. I was in my bed. Even my husband couldn't talk to me.
Yeah.
And yeah, this led me to the first nervous breakdown in the bathroom floor. Because if you put somebody in a tin and they cannot talk, you know, everything will just explode, which what happened to me.
Yes.
And yeah, so that's when I exploded and I ended up on the bathroom floor. Yeah, so that's when the 7 years started, the 7 years of searching of what was wrong with me. I had no clue. So I started to do all therapies, and I got all diagnoses, and they gave me all medication with that. Mm-hmm. And me being always a good girl, I did everything they said they told me to do. And year after year, and it didn't work, you know, it didn't help. I only felt worse, even at some point that I wanted to end my life because I was, wanting to die like every day.
Oh my.
Yeah, I didn't share this with anybody, of course, but that was at the time. So going through these difficult years and where it got only worse and worse, and I ended up in the bathroom floor again after 7 years because nothing worked.
Again?
Again. So
wow.
That's in the beginning of the 7 years and then after the 7 years, because I was really doing my best. You know, I wanted to get answers and I wanted to understand what was wrong with me because nobody knew. Also, the doctors didn't know what was wrong with me. Right. So I started, ended up in the bathroom floor again. And then somebody said, okay, what we haven't tried that is that you get off the medication. So why don't you go to India to do that, to start to get off the medication? So I went to India. I can, if you have an hour, I can tell you an hour about India. Yeah, it was a lot, you know, I've been through a lot also there. But but eventually, in the middle of a treatment, all of a sudden, I just started to be so angry and I started to rip everything off me of this. In the middle of a treatment, I was in plastic or something. So I got so angry and I ran to my room and I was crying and I called my husband. I said, you know, I cannot do it anymore. I'm not going to do anymore what you tell me to do. I'd want to do it my way now.
Right, right.
Yeah. So I just, you know, I just exploded. And for the first time, I thought, I have a voice. And I told him I want to get out of this hotel treatment, whatever it was horrible. And I wanted to go to a normal hotel.
Right.
Yeah. So with a normal white towel instead of a dirty one and with normal food and everything, because I weighed for 50 kilos or even less. I don't remember exactly, but I was very thin.
Mm.
So, and it actually... Yeah, it was for the first time in my life that I said no. And this really changed everything. So I checked into this other hotel. I started to eat normally and I started to feel a little bit better every day, you know, and I started to take care of myself. And all of a sudden I was in the morning, I was walking to the beach and I was looking at the sea and I was looking at the sky and it was so beautiful. And I was seeing all these beautiful flowers and I was like seeing all these goosebumps on my arms and it was so beautiful. And I was like, wow, what's happening? Mm-hmm. I even got tears in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
And what was happening? I started to feel for the first time in 7 years.
Wow.
You know, I just saw the world as so beautiful and perfect. And I had no clue. I had been in this dark pit, you know, for so many years and not understanding. I had glasses on. They were black. You know, I could not see anything beautiful. And then all of a sudden it was boom. So... yeah, that was my awakening, as I always call it, or my whatever big experience. So then I saw the world differently. I went home and I told my husband, I said, I want to move, you know, because this house is so many depressing years. Let's go and let's go somewhere else. So we found this other house and I was always in a dream to live on a field. So we bought this amazing house and I redecorated it because it had to be redone completely.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a lot of work and everybody was like, oh no, don't do that because you know, you just got better. And I said, no, I need to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did that and eventually it turned out to be so nice.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, am I capable of doing this? And I had a lot of help, don't get me wrong here.
Sure, sure, yeah.
But I built this beautiful house. So So what happened? I just started to believe in myself because I did it. We worked in the team together to build this house, and I learned so much from that.
Yeah.
And from that moment on, I started to live in this house, and I started to feel so happy. And I was like, what am I doing? You know, why all of a sudden am I so happy? So I started to investigate myself and everything I was doing. I wanted and reading about the mind and about everything, health and movement and food and detoxing. So I became an expert, you know, in this field and about myself, especially. Yeah. I started to do this self-discovery road, what's happening, and I was jealous. Oh, interesting. I was reading about it. Well, anyway, this led me to this feeling of excitement. And I was always sharing, you know, my thought with my daughter or my son or my husband. And my daughter said, Mom, you know, when she was a teenager, she always said, you know, Mom, I'm not ready for it. Mm-hmm. Why don't you write it down and I'll read it when I'm ready for it. Mm-hmm. So this is actually how it all started. And then in Corona time, you know, everybody was in so much need and I was feeling so happy and I always wanted to help people. So I thought, oh my God, I have to share this. How can I make it accessible to the world, you know?
Yeah.
So first I had to write it down, of course. So I developed this method because I was really seeing it completely there, you know, for me, what to do and how to do it. And then it turned into this amazing book, My Journal, and with all questions. So it has actually nothing to do with me. This book, it's called My Journal, By Finding Yourself, You Find Your Happiness. And and then the book was there, and even in Holland first, and then it came out in English. So, yeah.
Wonderful.
Long story there. Yeah.
No. Thank you for sharing that with us. I mean, that really helps set the stage and give the listeners a visual representation in their mind's eye of, you know, where you were in life and what things you have tried. And to me, I found several fascinating anecdotes that you shared in giving us a glimpse into your story, Maggie. And first thing I that resonated with me, at least, is that the start of your transformation began once you put your foot down and decided to make a stand for yourself, to defend yourself, and to demand that from now on you're going to do it your way, which wow. I can only assume is why your methodology is called Maggie's Way, which I find really fascinating. And then the second thing that really resonated with me that you shared is you've done two things. Number one, you surrounded yourself with beauty. And number two, you created beauty. So surrounding yourself with beauty by going into a regular hotel, waking up to the shore and to the waves, to the ocean, and just taking that in and letting it like resonate with you from inside out, you know. And then, of course, when you left the hotel and came home and told your husband you wanted to move, and you buy this big, beautiful, amazing home, and you make changes to it and remodel here and there, and you create this beauty around you. It's so empowering, you know, when you're surrounded by beauty and beauty that you created. You know, it really helps you in having a more empowered perspective on life. And instead of having those dark glasses, you see vibrant colors. So I want to thank you for sharing that with us, Maggie. I had a couple questions I wanted to ask about what you shared, and then I'd love for us to go into Maggie's Way, a little bit of the methodology, and then, of course, the book, My Journal. So earlier you mentioned that you had some internal struggles and those struggles you've masked with people pleasing and perfectionism. Would you consider those, or would those also be considered coping mechanisms, are there any other ways that people could mask their struggles? I guess there's some of the obvious. Some people mask their struggles with alcohol or drugs, but what other kind of, non-destructive ways can people mask their struggles, you think?
Yeah, there are many ways. And I think everybody has a different way of how they do it.
Yeah.
And I believe that I wasn't aware of anything I was doing.
Yes.
I was a teenager and I was also drinking a lot and going out, and I had no clue what I was doing. I had no clue I was a perfectionist. I had no clue I was a people pleaser, and especially why.
Yes.
I do remember that having this behavior, when I look back now, I can see it very clearly that I really wanted people to like me. I wanted to get the compliments. So that's why I was working myself to the ground and at home a lot with a burnout when I was younger, because I wanted to be seen and get the compliments. And now I see very clearly that, and I will explain about that later, that then I needed the compliments and now I give the compliments to myself. And that's a big difference, right? That's how you empower yourself. But first you have to become aware of what you're doing and why. I remember I was, especially with my husband, he was so, I don't know if I told you this, but I thought my whole life that I was dumb. I had struggles in school. I thought I couldn't learn, and everything was difficult. And then I met my husband, my second husband, and he was so intelligent. And all the time I was thinking, when is he going to see through me? When is he going to see that I'm not that smart? And I could not believe that he would fall for me. But I never told him that I thought I was dumb. Of course not.
No.
So I was really always impressing him, really cooking well and taking care of him and pleasing him and everything. So he liked me, that he liked me.
Yeah.
Even with the cooking, I would put too much salt in the dinner and I would ask him, do you like it, dear? Do you like it? And he would say, well, you put a little bit too much salt. Because I was making such an effort always, to grace with him.
No, that makes a lot of sense. And, wanting that acceptance, looking for that acceptance, whether it's with the significant other or with your friends or family members. Also, wanting that affirmation that you are good enough, is tremendous. And one thing you mentioned that actually was going to be one of my questions, but I'm so glad you clarified this for us, is you were going through these masking actions subconsciously. You didn't know that you were people pleasing. You didn't know that you were going for perfectionism. You just wanted to be accepted. You wanted people to like you. And so I guess this could happen to anyone, and anyone can be doing these things consciously or subconsciously. So I want to thank you for clarifying that and pointing that out. One of the things I wanted to ask you, Maggie, is on your journey of self-discovery, right? To me, the desire to start a journey of self-discovery is very admirable, okay? But it also takes a tremendous amount of bravery. I feel it really does. I can't help but think that there was a time in that journey that you took when you found yourself having to deal with some hard realities in which, you had to hold yourself accountable. not sure if that's right or not, but what insight do you have for the listeners in how we must deal with our hard truths so that we can move forward in our self-discovery?
Well, if you are open and willing to change, so just imagine if you're not in a good place right now, wherever you are and however, how old you are, it doesn't matter in which part of your life.
Right.
If you're not in a good place and you want to move forward, you have to start with being open.
Yes.
Being open and willing to change, because if nothing changes, nothing changes, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, that's the first one. And then it takes courage, as you say, to look and dive in your brain and ask the questions to yourself. That in the beginning, it's scary because you don't want to go there, because it's sometimes very painful. And but you got to do it. And if I explain that, you know, there are many traumas and everything, we don't want to go too deep here, but if I explain that life comes in waves, if I tell the people you have to heal yourself by going through it, so you go through this memory, you go through this pain, and it's really painful, and you cry, and you know on the other side you will come out and you will get up again.
Yes.
And if you start to realize that this is what's happening after you've been through the pain, then you know where you do it for. That is worth it.
I see. I see.
And I started to get this. And I was like, oh, I have to do this. You know, my horse died. And I was in the couch here for 3 months crying.
Oh, my.
And I knew, I just knew I had to get out. I had to go through it, you know, cry, be sad and do cry. Yeah.
Right.
So that's
And thank you for, you know, for that insight. That is absolutely tremendous to me, I believe. And I think the listeners will agree, you know, that some people say when you're going through, say, grieving or a very hard time where you're struggling to feel good because of a tragedy, to, you know, well, do this to take your mind off of it, do that to take your mind off of it. And some people will give you that advice, but really, I think, like you mentioned, we need to process this. This is part of the process of going through having that cry, right? And going through those processes of and those different phases of grieving, so that we can get it through, you know, through ourselves, and having the self-awareness that you mentioned, Maggie, of coming out on the other side, knowing, you know, that you would be stronger, you will have growth after this process is through, is tremendous.
Because everybody's different, so everybody reacts differently.
Yes.
To pain, to trauma, or whatever. And I even say, call it now. How do I call it? What was the word I was looking for? I cannot remember now the name. Adversity, we have to go through adversity. We have we encounter setbacks in our lives.
Yes.
If you start to get the insights that things will happen in your life, right? We all encounter setbacks.
That's right.
And it's the way how you deal with those that will determine, right, what your life will look like. Huh? You probably knew this. And so you go through the pain. And then after you have done that, you can have a choice still. Do you stay with this misery and you tell yourself, yeah, but I've been through this, so I'm very miserable. I'm going to be depressed all my life. Or are you going to say, okay, I've done this work. I've cried. And now I choose to continue with my life because it's my life. And I'm not going to let anything or anybody or anything disrupt my life.
Yes.
Because yes. You have only one. And I just would really love it for people to understand that they don't waste your life on something right. that is, it's not worth it. You know, you have only one life. So mm-hmm. choose you. Yeah. I would really love that for everybody.
I love that. To choose you.
Yeah. Choose yeah. you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because also what's very important for the listener to understand, I wrote this book and it's called Maggie's Way.
Yes.
But this book is actually, they will write their manual. So it's your way. Make through Maggie's Way your way.
I see.
So I give the insights. I tell yeah. everything about not being the victim, about the perspective yes. of life,
yes.
about how to deal with your limited beliefs. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, in the book, I just guide them through all these questions.
Yes.
But they are writing their manual. It's their life. It's their dream life, even in the end, in the part, I will tell you about this later. But they end writing their dream life on paper.
Yeah. That is amazing. That is yeah. amazing. So it's more than just telling their story, but they're actually writing their dream life and what an ideal life is for them
right.
in terms of their professional life, their personal life, where they live,
right.
who they have relationships with.
Right.
That is absolutely amazing, Maggie, creating their way through Maggie's way.
Right, that's it. Because wow. in the book is nothing about me. There's not even, I should have maybe done that, a foreword about me, where I come from. I didn't do that.
Right.
It was all for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, so shall I tell a little bit about the process they're going through?
No, absolutely. And by the way, as you're explaining a little bit of this process, I'm assuming that some of this we'll talk about, like having that growth mindset, right?
Right. That's the first chapter.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you can just share a little bit with us, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, the first chapter is about, are you open and willing to change? I've read the book of Carol Dweck. Everybody knows it, The Growth Mindset. Mm-hmm. So I explain everything about the fixed and the growth mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that I have been walking through life with a fixed mindset my whole life.
Yes.
And now I'm so happy I have a growth mindset, because I think... Yeah, I think in possibilities, and I'm like mm-hmm. taking all the opportunities there are to develop myself.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the growth mindset, you know, just start and see where it takes you. And yeah, if you start to look at it like that in everything mm-hmm. you do, whether it's a new sport you're teaching, or whether you start to sing, or whether it is a new job, you know, you will get better. So
yes,
that's already a very eye-opener for everybody if they start there and they get excited also.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my journal. It's a personalized roadmap to self-awareness, growth, and lasting happiness. Wonderful. So in the second part, they are I'm going to ask all questions about who they are. Who are you, it's called. And because if you don't know who you are, you don't know what's good for you, because right. because everybody's different, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they will answer questions about who they are, why they do things. Let me have here my I always have my notes here because I always forget everything. Why they do things, because you need to know what makes you happy.
Yes.
And because they make happy lists, because I always say, if you have a bad day, you need a happy list, you know, go write everything down that makes you happy. So if you do have a bad day, you can, of course, choose, very important, to sit and cry and go to your bed again.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you can also distract yourself with things that you love.
Sure.
To pick you up again, you know, that's just depends on the day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you know what you like and what's good for you, then you can start to give that to yourself. Also, have to write a triumph list, because I really believe in getting out of your comfort zone, doing things that are scary, and then writing it down. Because right. We all think, you know, X, Y, Z, I should have done by now, and yeah. I haven't done that, I'm not there yet. And then yeah. I always say, oh, no, we don't go there yet. Look what mm-hmm. you've done. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me the last year what you have accomplished? Look at that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you see they start to be happy again. So this is the second part. Then the third part, I always say, this is where the magic comes. I listened to your podcast about the self-care, and I loved it. Everything you said, it's in this third part. Taking care of yourself physically, but also mentally. But also physically start to move, you know, make your healthy habits, make your routine. And the older we get, the more we have to move.
Yes,
and eat the healthy food, not every day, you know, but just be aware and be mindful of things. Then also in that part, I explain a lot about setting boundaries, about putting yourself first, about me time. How much time do you put in for yourself to refuel yourself, right? I heard you talk about that. So this is all about self-care, me time, and why is this such an important part? Because if you start to take care of yourself, you will start to love yourself.
Yes.
You will start to make yourself important. I never got this. They always told me, yeah, you got to love yourself. And I always said, how? Well, yeah. This is how. Part three, do it. Mm-hmm. And you will start to love yourself. And it will go all automatically.
Wow.
It goes further, because now you've done the three parts. Mm-hmm. And the first is taking care of yourself and being open. The second one is you get to know yourself. The third one is to take care of yourself and you start to love yourself.
Yes.
And what will happen if you do all those things automatically? Your self-confidence, your self-worth will go up so much.
Yes.
That's where the empowerment is.
I thought
all about this, you know, if you do this, then this happens. If you do that, that happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody always told me to do love yourself, or they say, find your balance. And I would always say, sure, but how?
Right. How? Exactly.
This is how. Fill in this book.
Yes.
And you will find your magic. It is just really, really amazing. So on the outside, it says, dream it, believe it, and achieve it. Start the awareness process and create your personal roadmap. Because we have to give the attention to ourselves that we all so much need. And then everything will happen automatically.
Everything will happen automatically from there. Yeah. That is absolutely beautiful. And following those three steps and then continuing it further, getting that spike in self-esteem, in your self-confidence, and that manifests empowerment, as you said, you know, is absolutely tremendous. And you provide the readers and the listeners with the foundation of how, and you're right. We've been told have a positive outlook, have a positive mindset, always think pleasant thoughts, but we're never told how, and you provide that completely for the readers and the listeners. Yeah. That is absolutely fascinating, Maggie. It truly is. And I want to thank you for sharing that methodology, right? And I know...
And it will go even further because I haven't told you about the fourth part because where how it ends.
Okay.
I will have to add, of course, because in the fourth part, they are so aware of who they are and of their thoughts and their behavior.
Yes.
And they take care of themselves. So they're already getting so fit and strong and healthy.
Yes.
And the thing left to do is now what I ask all questions about: what would your dream life would look like? Mm-hmm. And they get to dream about what they would really want in their life, because many people are in jobs and they don't like it. They're not happy. And I always say, what would you really want for yourself?
Right.
So when they when they start to write it down, they will start to visualize it already. You know, I want to do that. And they write. And then I always say, when you have written all that down, the only thing left for you to do is to start walking.
That's right.
Yeah. And put it into action.
Yes.
And you will just, because you've written it, so you can just start walking. And of course, life will come at you and throw stones at you, and you will, be off your golden path. But because now you are so aware what you're doing and why, you know that life will throw stones at you. You know that life will encounter you all these setbacks, and you know how to deal with those.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do now, because I told them all about that.
Yeah, you've given them the tools.
I've given them the tools, mm-hmm. And so the only thing left for them to do, if they are on their golden path, if they see they're falling off, put yourself back onto your golden path again, and then you continue your journey and you can live your dream life. But I really believe that many people are not aware of what they're doing and why, and this is why they shut off from their emotions. This is why they drink, and this is why they're scared, or and it's all in this amazing book that they're worth it. You know, you're worth it. Work on yourself, develop yourself, self-leadership, take control, because how old you are, you have to get ready to be in this amazing life, whether you're 25 or 20 or 13. Or you're 40 and you're in a mom, or you're 40 or you're 50, or get your chance of your happiness if you fill in this book. Because I believe so many people are not aware that they can do anything that they want if they start to look at their thoughts, if they start to read about the thoughts that are holding them back.
Yes.
Do the affirmations,
Yes.
Do the things that they love more. Be a kind person. Have some fun, They don't. I heard you tell about the people. Have some fun. Don't take yourself so seriously.
Right.
So, that's what I always say. Just have a laugh. Look at yourself from above and look how sometimes stupid things we're doing, and we're learning it up, we're trying, and
it is. I mean, none of us are perfect, and we're all trying to do the best that we can, and let's give not just each other that grace, let's give ourselves that grace, so we're not like ridden ourselves with shame and with guilt, because that can get in the way of us, in our growth, And so, I mean, the insights and the methodology that you just mentioned there, Maggie, is absolutely tremendous. And you give the people the methods and the tools to begin to think with a more positive outlook, to have, to have a sense of hope that they can reach whatever dreams they have, whether it's a certain type of house they want to live in, or they want to travel and see the world, or they want to have a relationship with that special person, you know, and you give them all the tools to have the mindset to move in that direction. And I have to thank you and commend you for your work in how you empower people with Maggie's Way, and then, you know, reinforcing to them that it's their way, whatever their name is, followed by way, you know.
Yeah,
just absolutely. I mean, it's fascinating. It truly is. And Maggie, I wanted to ask you, what would you say, if you could put it in a sentence, what is the biggest takeaway that you want people to take from your book?
Believe in yourself.
Love it. Believe in yourself. I'm going to write that down.
Yes, because if you start to believe in yourself, you will feel so strong and empowered, and you will give yourself the permission to be an amazing person that you are already there, that you are already, because we're born perfect.
Yes.
And because of all the circumstances, we tend to, you know, what happens to us, we tend to adjust to life, to other people, but within our heart, if you start to live your life from your heart, living, listening to your intuition, and it will go all automatically. Because you know the way, if you listen to your heart, it will show you.
Your heart will show you.
Yeah, and it will show you.
And will lead you to discover your true potential, it sounds like.
Yeah, and empower yourself.
Oh, that is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful, Maggie. So how can the listeners follow you? How can they connect with you and even pick up a copy of your book?
Yeah. Well, it's the book you can buy at Amazon. If you type in my journal, Maggie Maris, you can order the book. I really hope people will do it and let me know if they've done it, how they feel afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great, right? If I would hear that.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. In Holland, the results are amazing. So that's very great. I have to tell people that from depression towards very happy life in Paris, from drinking a lot and now having a great family life and knowing she has a choice. So yeah, I can go on. And then there's my website, maggies.nl.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie'sway.nl.
Okay.
And then there is Instagram, they can follow me, and that's called Maggie's Way. Maggie's dot way. Yeah.
But you Maggie's
can put it in the show.
Dot way.
Yes. Dot way.
Gotcha. I want to encourage all the listeners out there listening to this wonderful conversation that, you know, please reach out to Maggie via her website. Go to Amazon, pick up a copy of that book, Your Journal. She's turning Maggie's Way into your way with her tools, her methods, and just words of encouragement and empowerment that will get you to realize your true potential. And after having that experience through going through her book, Maggie is personally inviting you to let her know, whether it's through her website or through connecting and following her on Instagram, let Maggie know how her book and her methods has impacted your life after having gone through them. So a special encouragement, word of encouragement to the readers to please let Maggie know. We'd love to hear these testimonials on how this has transformed your life. And it's just out there in the name of love for people, in the name of love of self, in the name of personal growth. Maggie, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I really, truly appreciate you coming on, sharing a glimpse into your journey, as well as your insights.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Very grateful. And I hope really the listeners can take something from this episode. And that's very nice, because that's what I want for everybody. Because that's why I started Maggie's Way, to make people happy. So makes me happy to see you happy. That's what I always say. Yeah,
I love that. I love that. Makes me happy to see you happy. Yeah. I mean, just a tremendous gesture of selflessness. And it's a beautiful thing. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening. And you may feel like this at times, but in our daily struggles and adversities, we're never alone. And hope is always around the corner. So I humbly ask that you please share this show with someone you know who needs motivation and support. Right. We're all roadies on this journey of life. And it sure feels good having you on the road with me. Thanks again for listening. We'll chat again soon. We really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Roads Rediscovery. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email at roadsrediscoverypodcast@gmail.com and leave us any questions or comments you may have.